This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We welcome the Phillies skipper with us twice a month on the show, Phillies manager Rob Thompson. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Super.
We're good, Rob. Very, very good. Looking forward to the coming weeks here. Let's start with what's going on right now, Rob. And you know, you're facing the Braves, obviously a tremendous team, as they were last year. Just a tremendous baseball team. They've won two or three so far in this series. Did you, before this series started, and do you, during this series, view these games as a measuring stick game for your squad, what you have, how you measure up?
Maybe a little bit, but, you know, we're really focused on getting into the playoffs and getting that home field advantage for the first round. That's really our goal. So, once the playoffs start, you know, anything can happen. And as I said last year, right about this time we get in, you know, we're kind of built for the playoffs. And, I like our chances. I like the way we go about our business, the way our guys compete, the way they never give up. And I really like this ball club.
Rob, the compete's been remarkable with the comeback victories. One thing that stands out to me on the negative side lately, the starting pitching has not been as sharp lately. And I'm not really referring to Wheeler, who, of course, had one bad outing, but otherwise has been superb. Are you concerned this close to the postseason that, you know, your likely 2, 3, and 4 pitchers still aren't really dialed in yet?
Maybe a little bit, but I think they'll get it going. You know, we've faced this offense that Atlanta's got's really good, but we haven't had a whole lot of length lately, which is taxing on our bullpen. And that's really my biggest concern. Because once you get in the playoffs, you got days off, and you know that bullpen becomes very, very important. So I think they'll get it going. I think. We've gone with 6 starters here. We'll go back to after the off day, after Sanchi pitches today, we'll go back to 5 starters and use Sanchi and Lorenzen as a piggyback. And maybe that will get these guys back on a roll.
So you mentioned Sanchez and Lorenzen, guys who could start or come out of the bullpen. How important is it to get guys like that time coming out of the bullpen prior to when the playoffs start?
I think in most cases it's pretty important, but you know Lorenzen's basically been a reliever up until the last year, year and a half, and Sanchi's had some work out of the bullpen. So for those guys, it's not as quite a concern, but you know you'd still like to get them a few reps out of there.
Mm-hmm. Rob Thompson with us right now. Phil's, of course, a couple weeks away from the postseason. Still got to clinch a spot, but Rob, is it pretty clear to you that if you make the postseason, your 4 starting pitchers will be Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, and Taiwan? Is it that simple? Those 4 guys have earned it? That's it?
I would think so, yeah. You know, as long as everybody's healthy and everybody's, pitching the way they're supposed to pitch, I think that's probably the way we'd go.
Wow. Rob, why don't players learn the fundamental things like bunting?
Well, it depends on who you are. You know, like if we got guys that are back – on the back end of our lineup and we expect to, chance to sacrifice. They work on it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. We have the guys out off the machine, 2, 3, 4 times a week, just working on sack bunting, working on base hit bunting. And, as far as sacrificing, we're like 10th in baseball for most sacrifices. So we do it a little bit. I'm sorry, we're 19th. Mm. in baseball. We do it a little bit. Now the Braves are, they've sacrificed twice all year, but they're, wow. they're built to pound the ball. And we're kind of built the same way, but we do ask certain guys to bunt.
So, Rob, we had a caller earlier, speaking of pounding the ball, we had a caller earlier, and I mean, look, obviously you guys hit a ton of homers, especially second half of the year, it's increased dramatically. Caller asked us to ask you about, you know, sort of, I guess a lot of times it would be called maybe hitting the ball the opposite way, hitting the ball mm-hmm. where it's pitched, you know, a little bit yep. more Tony Gwynn style, like balls out there, all right, let's just poke it to left field, poke it to right field. You guys swing for the fences quite a bit. Do you feel comfortable with the approach many of the players have, or do you feel some tweaking is necessary for more small ball and more perhaps ultimate production?
Yeah, once you get in the playoffs, I think that part of the game comes into play a little bit more because, you know, the games are usually tight. You got to manufacture some runs at times. I think we're pretty good at moving runners, second to third, nobody out. I think we've done a pretty good job at that. I don't have a stat on it, just in my head, I feel like we've done a pretty good job with that. And our, you know, run hitting with runners in scoring position is it's like, you know, it comes and it goes. And I think the league average runners in scoring position is like 257, and we're 258. But our normal batting average is 259. So I think if your batting average and your batting average with runners in scoring position is close, then you're probably okay. What would concern me is if our overall batting average was a lot higher than with runners in scoring position, then we got a problem. But and I agree. And we talk to the guys a lot about using the field, getting good pitches to hit the ball where it's pitched. It comes and goes because guys get, people tend to get emotional at times and try to do too much. And then they come off the ball and they roll over and they get too far to the pull side instead of staying with, using the entire field.
Rob, how concerned are you that 5 through 9 in the order, the young guys who sort of carry the offense at times earlier in the season have been dragging lately?
I think Stotter has had an off week, I guess. Bohm's been pretty consistent, I believe, but I believe in those guys. And again, those at bats come and go, and if they're struggling now, they'll come out of it soon, and they'll come out of it for the stretch run.
Rob, you've seen a lot of baseball. How incredible has Trey been the last 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's really something to see it on a daily basis. You know, I've watched him for years from across the diamond, so you only see him for 3 or 4 games at a time, but to see what he's been doing on a daily basis is just, it's really something. That's why he's a superstar. And, I think his batting average now is up over 270, and he's got a chance for 30 home runs. Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal. It really is.
Rob, it's almost to the point where I expect him to hit a home run in a game. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
It really is. That's how hot he's been. And Kevin Long, our hitting coach, when we moved him back up top, he said, and I said, do you think this is real now? And he said, yeah, I think he's got it. And once he gets it, he won't lose it. He's going to have it for a long time. So, and he was dead right. And Trey got hot. We moved him back up, and he's just been on fire ever since.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Phillies manager Rob Thompson with us here, as he is every other week on our show, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. You know, Rob, the flip side to Trey's surge has been a pretty clear decline for Nick Castellanos since the All-Star break, and being an All-Star, one of the lower on-base percentages of the team, now close to .300 on base.
Yeah.
What can you do, what can he do to get himself back grooving again? Because I thought he was your best hitter in the first half of the year. How can he get back to that point?
I think he's just got to get back to that approach, really. And it's staying back, not jumping at the ball and head moving, and seeing pitches and getting good pitches to hit. You know, when Nick struggles, it's usually because he's chasing and usually he's trying to do too much, and you know, he's jumping at the ball and he doesn't really have a good visual, and he loses it and chases. So he's got to get back to that. Just slow everything down. Use the field. He's a guy that him and JT, when they use the field, they can power the ball to right center field. And when they're doing that, they're in a good spot.
Rob, you know, teams, and you know the deal, and this includes your own squad, teams celebrate more, players celebrate more demonstratively than they used to. Home runs, base hits, whatever it might be, on the field, in the dugout. You know, last night with the Braves, with Acuna and Azuña, in my opinion, it was too much. I mean, I thought going around the bases, I mean, it bothered me. I'll be honest with you. It bothered me. And I'm curious for you, as the opposing manager of the Atlanta Braves from yesterday, did it bother you to see the level of celebration that they took it to during the game on the field?
Yeah, I'm kind of old school, you know. I like guys to, and I think our guys do a good job of acting like you've been there before. And, you know, that's what a lot of guys in this league do. And I'm not necessarily a fan of it, but I mean, that's just the way the game has gone. Does it bother me? I can't control it. So it is what it is, but I certainly try to temper that with our guys. And like I said, I like our guys to act like they've been there before.
Yeah. What would Bob Gibson say about it, Rob?
He wouldn't say anything. He'd just grill somebody right in the neck.
That's so true.
but that's the way the game was. Yeah. You know?
Do you miss that a little bit?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I certainly don't like. I don't like putting guys' careers in danger.
Sure.
I really don't.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So I don't. You know. I like when pitchers pitch inside to get outs, to move people's feet. But I don't necessarily like people throwing it. I don't like people throwing it at other people intentionally because it can ruin somebody's career.
Rob, just a couple weeks left in the regular season, and I'm wondering, other than Kimbrel obviously set on the back end of the bullpen, it seems it's still in flux. 6, 7, 8, you know, a lot of managers want structure. Are you a bit disconcerted by the fact it doesn't seem yet that there's a pure sequencing for the back end of the bullpen? And is that one of the main goals in these final couple of weeks to lock that down for October?
Yeah, it is a goal. And you know, I've been concerned probably up until the last couple of days. And I'm always concerned about it. You know, I want people to be, you know, firing on all cylinders come this time of year. But the last two nights, I thought our bullpen was really good, and I saw a lot of good things out of Alvarado last night, and Sir Anthony was a lot better last night. Jeff Hoffman has just been a savior for us. He's really pitched well, and Soto's been really good. So I've seen some good things in the last couple of nights, and it gives me hope, I just hope we just keep it going.
Rob, final thing here. I'm curious, you know, for all of us as sports fans, we're so wired when September comes, we watch football. I mean, you know, in addition to other sports. I'm curious, for you as a manager of a baseball team, do you get any time to poke your attention in a different direction? So I just want to check out a little bit of football, or is it just impossible for you until your work is done, whether it's late September or some portion of October? Do you get any football enjoyment, or is it just 1,000% baseball?
No, I do. I watch it, and if we're playing it, you know, we play at 1 o'clock on Sunday, so we'll miss the 1 o'clock games. But you'd be able to catch maybe the last half or the last three quarters of the 4 o'clock games. And I love American football. You know, being from Canada, I didn't really follow the Canadian Football League. I was always following the NFL.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've always enjoyed it. I've always loved it. I was a Lions fan growing up, but I'm now turning my sights onto the Eagles because, you know, I've gotten interest in it just from being in Philadelphia and just the success they've had. So I love watching it, and whenever I can, I try to catch a game.
Good deal. Hey, Rob, good luck tonight. And obviously in the final, looks like roughly 2.5 weeks of the season. We'll talk to you in late September as you gear up for what should be a likely October playoff push. Rob, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you up the road. Thanks, pal.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Phillies skipper Rob Thompson.